My name is Dwayne DeFault, and welcome to Selling SaaS, a daily podcast that's built to get you quick hits of the best advice from the top experts for go-to-market strategies, sales, and product-led growth. The goal of this podcast is to help you learn more, get better, and execute in 10 minutes or less. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Selling SaaS podcast. And today, I bring you the esteemed Scott Stauffer, who has led quite the career over the last 20 to 30 years. And so instead of me trying to butcher it, I'll let Scott kind of give us the highlight reel of the last three centuries, what he's been up to. Exactly. And we'll talk a little bit about what he's on to today and bring some focus to you. So welcome to the show, Scott.
Hey, Dwayne. Thanks, man. I really appreciate you having me. And I guess the three centuries sort of shows, right?
Yeah. Just quick background on me. One of these people inflicted with serial entrepreneurism. Current company is called Scale Matters. We're about 3.5 years old. This is the fifth business that I have run as CEO in early and growth stage companies, starting, I guess, the first company I founded was in 1993. So we've been doing it since that time, roughly 30 years now. All in tech, most of them B2B. And I would say that my background prior to starting the first company, which was called Visual Networks, was technical, product management, product marketing, degree in electrical engineer, et cetera. So kind of came up through the quasi-technical side. I never developed product. It was more kind of business management with a technical focus. And over the course of these five companies, I've sort of developed a passion around the importance of the go-to-market side of it. And I'd say more specifically, a passion towards trying to apply science, if you will, or apply engineering mindsets to the process of acquiring customers. And so we've had some interesting experiences across the various businesses, ranging from in the first company selling to large telephone companies. I mean, literally, we were $120 million annual business, and 80% of our revenue came from four companies, TNT,
wow,
MCI at the time, Verizon, and Sprint.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. And I mean, it makes things easy, although there's always some risk.
Right. So any one of them calls with bad news, everyone's freaking out.
That is definitely not a good day. So we have that example. We also have an example of, in fact, the company that was the predecessor or kind of that we worked at before starting Scale Matters. We sold a CRM and marketing automation platform that was purpose-built for small nonprofit organizations.
That's quite the difference.
Yeah, and you think about these nonprofits, there's a feel-good aspect of serving them.
Yeah.
But they're tough to build a business model around.
Yeah, on the board for a couple nonprofits for years before COVID hit, and I can relate being on that side of the table.
They're low pay, they're high touch. And so, in fact, that company, because of the nature of serving those small nonprofits, it kind of forced us to get extraordinarily disciplined and precise at customer acquisition. And so we went through a bunch of process rebuilds and rebuilt our tech stack and started driving a lot of data. And long and short of it there is we were able in about a year's time to reduce our cost of acquisition by 75%. I mean, it was crazy.
Now, where was all of that, let's just call it waste, like where was that waste at? Like, was it in tech? Was it in, like, where was it?
Well, I mean, if you think about the primary places they're spent on go-to-market, it's either in marketing programs or it's in sales heads, right? And so let's talk about the marketing programs a little bit. Ad spend. Spent a fair amount of money on paid search. The waste, it produced a bunch of leads. The waste was, it was producing non-ICP leads, right?
Yeah, that was going to be my question. I was like, are they leads then?
So you bring all this money to bring all these people to the door. Then you spend money on sales time to actually at least have the first meeting with these people, just to conclude that these people are a terrible fit, right? So that scenario, I mean, we experienced it big time there. We see that happen with a lot of our customers. You know, that they may have achieved product market fit. You and I chatted a little bit about product market fit in an earlier discussion, and that basically implies that you are solving some very real and important problem for some very well-defined set of potential customers, and ideally there's enough of them that you could build a big business around. So a lot of people get product market fit, but they still don't have message fit, right? And there's so much inefficiency and friction around sub-optimized messaging. One, because it will attract non-ICP customers, right? So that's one place that the messaging really comes into play. The second is, once you have prospects, let's say it is an ICP, someone ideal customer profile, sorry, I'm throwing acronyms around.
You're good.
But let's say you have that person at the table. If your sales pitch, the messaging there is talking past them or just speaking a different language, then you don't convert them, right? So either place, either it causes bad targeting or it creates excessive conversion loss just because you haven't dialed in the messaging, and your product could be perfect for these people. So anyway, I just got off on a little bit of tangent from the history, but that last company really was the genesis for what we do at Scale Matters today. And just briefly, we focus on helping early and growth stage businesses. What's that mean? I don't know, our smallest customers are maybe 2 or 3 million in annual sales. Our largest customers are a couple hundred million. And what we're doing is basically leveraging data. So we work very closely with their RevOps teams and make sure that their tech stack is properly configured so that it becomes this very deep instrumentation environment, right? And surfaces data. And then our software built to analyze the data in a way that exposes all these areas of inefficiency, right? So interestingly enough, it was kind of fortuitous because over the last year, there's just been this huge sea change from a mindset perspective away from growth at all costs to efficient growth. So that's certainly helping us from a momentum perspective.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Selling SaaS podcast. And if you got value from today, please leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget, we'll be here for you tomorrow so you can learn, grow, and execute in 10 minutes or less.